Do aliens exist, and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
What's going on, all you crazy ghost enthusiasts out there? It's your boy, Ghost Joe. Welcome to episode 14 of the Warped Reality Podcast. I know it's been a really long time coming. I've been working like crazy. You know, you guys know I'm a New York City correctional officer, and we've been doing 90 hours a week and working our butts off, guys. So it's been extremely, extremely difficult for me to do basically anything. So this is me now. I'm trying to get this show out there just so I could put it out and have something that I'm happy about, you know? So just, you know, FYI, I may cough a little bit. I may sound a little bit nasally, and that's because I am just getting over the COVID-19 virus, everybody. I, you know, to be honest with you, 2.5 years, I thought I was immune to this thing, but I guess not. You know, here I am, and, you know, it was kind of crazy, it was bad, I'm sure I don't even have to tell most of you guys about it, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people have gotten it already, but I'm vaccinated, booster, and all that, and I still got it, but so here I am. I'm going to try and get this show out to you guys. You know, it's the summertime. I hope you guys are having a great time in the summer, and I hope I could provide some cool paranormal stuff for you guys to listen to while you're on your way to the beach or, you know, wherever you're going to, or just to have a barbecue outside. That'd be cool too. And, you know, have a cheeseburger for me. So the first thing I wanted to tackle with you guys was some horrible reviews, because there are a couple things that I would like to talk about right now. The number one thing that I would love to talk to you guys about, now bear in mind, there are spoilers ahead. So, know that. Okay. Is the Stranger Things season 4. I absolutely love Stranger Things. I do think that they took very, very long for this, fourth season to come out, but there was a pandemic going on and, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, as far as when you're recording, you know, when you're videotaping and stuff like that, and all these people that make these shows possible, it's a little difficult for them to get things done. But I'm so happy that they put out season 4. I honestly feel that it's the best season that they've ever put out. Mainly for me, I'm not really a sci-fi guy. I'm not really a sci-fi guy. And my thing is most of it has been mainly sci-fi, aliens and monsters and stuff like that, which I love, you know, regardless, because I love the cast. But this season, I love the fact that it was straight horror. I mean, to the point where you have Robert Englund playing a role in it is just incredible. The guy that played Vecna, awesome, awesome. I think his name is Jamie Bauer. Awesome. And everybody, all the new characters, including mine and your favorites, Eddie Munson. And one thing I'd like to talk about Eddie Munson, and, you know, I know a lot of people are totally upset about Eddie's demise, as am I. But I feel like if they were to try and bring him back, it would kind of cheapen his heroicism. And, you know, I think we owe it to Eddie to keep his legacy, good. I do have my own Hellfire Club shirt, so I am proud to be a part of the Hellfire Club. But yeah, I really enjoyed the Eddie Munson character from the beginning, mainly because I am a metalhead, and I have been since high school. So I feel like it really struck a lot of chords for people, especially that were outcasts or heavy metal people, back in that day or just in their high school years. Mainly because a lot of people have these preconceived notions that people that listen to heavy metal are satanic and, you know, they practice black magic and, you know, they're into the occult and all this stuff. And don't get me wrong, there are people that are. But the majority of us just love the music. And that's what I loved about the Eddie Munson character. He was just a fun-loving guy who listened to heavy metal, who played guitar, and played a Dungeons & Dragons type game. And he was awesome. He was a good guy at heart, and he made the ultimate sacrifice. And to that, you know, rest in peace, Eddie Munson. Brilliantly played, by the way, by Joseph Quinn, who, you know, has been all over social media and all over YouTube as being a really, really great guy. He was at this Comic-Con not too long ago where the Comic-Con staff was being real jerks to him and trying to make him rush through speaking to fans, and he wouldn't do it. He just wanted to continue to talk to fans and take pictures with them and sign autographs and just be a good guy like that. And yeah, so he's a good guy. He prepared well for the role. He even learned Master of Puppets on the guitar just so it looked great on camera. And yeah, so that was awesome. Rest in peace to Eddie Munson. I can't wait for season 5 of Stranger Things. I'm sad to see it go as it being the last season, but I think it's going to be great. Hopefully they close it out in a good way. But hey, I'm also up for, I love horror movies that kind of leave you uneasy too. So if it ends off kind of messed up, I'm kind of good with that too. You know, but yeah, that's my horrible review. I loved it. Stranger Things season 5. I know it's not coming out till 2024, which absolutely sucks. And these kids are going to be like 45 years old by the time it comes out. But I can't wait. Great cast. Great show. Let's get to the next horrible review. So, see, there you go. There's the COVID. Anyway, so my next horrible review is that of a movie that just came out in July of 2022 on streaming service Netflix. It's a found footage movie made in Taiwan. So it is, you could either watch it dubbed, which I like to, or with subtitles, which I'm not really too crazy about subtitles, especially in horror movies, because I like to watch the movie and I feel like I'm not really paying too much attention. I'm very, very bad with multitasking. But this movie is called Incantation, and it, like I said, it was from Netflix, directed by, I should have had this stuff on, blah blah blah. Yeah, directed by Kevin Coe. And it was a really good movie. I mean, I've been into these found footage movies lately. And we'll talk about that a little bit later too, because I have been watching quite a few. And I'm still on this found footage kick. But it was very good, actually. If you guys check it out, let me know what you think of it as well. It's a movie about a woman that went on ghost hunts or, you know, to try and disprove some ghost legends with her friends. And they ended up going into like this cursed tunnel and, you know, hilarity ensues. And it latches on to her family life and her young daughter as well. So it's totally gruesome. There's some parts in it where, I mean, I've been watching horror movies since I was 7 years old, and some of the parts I was like, oh my God, terrible, you know, but, I thought it was very well made, a big budget, $45 million budget. So, you know, it was a Netflix found footage film. So, you know, very big budget, and, you know, so they had all the special effects, but they didn't really need too many special effects, I don't think, to make this as creepy as it was. I liked the ending as well. I'm not going to spoil that for you guys. And all in all, great movie. If you guys like found footage movies, if you like cursed type things and, stuff like that, definitely check it out. Incantation. And it's on Netflix. Just this month it started. So check it out. On the potato scale, I'd like to give that a 7 out of 10. So now I'd like to talk to you guys a little bit about some haunted bed and breakfasts that you could actually stay in and possibly see some paranormal activity if you'd like. So I did include some, most in the U.S., but a couple that are non-U.S. as well. So, you still got the whole rest of the summer to check this out. And spooky season is right around the corner, so what better time to stay in a haunted place than spooky season, right? So the first one I'd like to talk about is the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast. It's in Fall River, Massachusetts. So if you're unfamiliar with Lizzie Borden, they are an American heavy metal band formed in LA in 1983. Hold on a second. That's the wrong notes. Wrong show. Hold on a second. Okay, here we go. Lizzie Borden was an American woman who was tried and acquitted of the axe-murdering deaths of her father and stepmother. So this bed and breakfast has you sleeping in the same rooms where the murders took place. The house is said to be one of the most haunted locations in the world, and you can just go up there for ghost tours as well. Another place is the Myrtles Plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana. Another paranormal hotspot, it's been featured on Ghost Hunters and numerous other shows. The plantation, also known as the Antebellum Mansion, built in 1796, sits on top of 10 acres with 11 guest rooms. It has many spirits hanging out in the house, with the most haunted occurrences being the piano that plays by itself and a haunted mirror that apparitions of the apparitions that haunt the property sometimes appear. That always freaked me out. Mirrors are quite scary, because people say that, you're not actually looking at your reflection in the mirror, that you're looking at another you in another dimension. And next time you look in a mirror, see if maybe, you give yourself a little wink on the other side, Another place is Eliza Thompson House. It's in Savannah, Georgia. Savannah is actually believed to be one of the most haunted cities in the South. And in this bed and breakfast, it's said to have many roaming spirits, some of which are Confederate soldiers and a young girl in a white dress. The National Hotel in Jamestown, California. The National Hotel has a spirit resident named Flo. Not the lady from the Progressive commercial, but I guess it's a different Flo. Who was brought here by her husband, I like to read a lot of my notes just so I don't trip up, and I just tripped up, So the National Hotel has a spirit resident named Flo, who was brought here by her husband-to-be Henry in 1859. Unfortunately, Henry was killed in the lobby, and the two never married. Flo eventually died of a broken heart, and she is said to appear mostly on the second floor. Many people have heard her woefully sobbing, but she is also known to play pranks, such as turning lights on and off and dumping out suitcases. So another place is the Windermere House in Windermere, Ontario. According to many reports, the main culprit for all of the hauntings is the original owner, Thomas Akin. He is said to knock on hotel room doors and move items around the hotel that he believed should have been placed elsewhere. Also, there are reports of a ghostly girl standing next to people's beds just to suddenly vanish. And my last place is all the way in Rye, UK, a place called the Mermaid Inn. They're actually proud of their haunted reputation and even uses it as a selling point, which a lot of these places honestly do. So hopefully they're being truthful about, what's going on. But So the inn was used as a stronghold for a group of smugglers and their mistresses known as the Hawkhurst Gang, between 1730 and 1740, and it seems five of them have never left. From bottles shattering in the middle of the night to rocking chairs swaying on their own. That's some crazy stuff. So there you have it. Some places to visit on your summer vacation or your fall vacation. If you have any paranormal experiences you'd like to share at any of these places or any of the other places that you've been to, please email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com and let me know. You could also leave me a voicemail there as well. You know, a little voice message, and maybe I'll play it on the show. Thanks, guys. So, moving right along, we're going to go with some I Reddit on Reddit. And this one is the Black Eyed Kid Reddit. So, check this out. These kids now, they're not the normal, you know, Black Eyed Kids that you'd see in... Anyway, they're Black Eyed Kids... it's a creepypasta legend that it basically, they're demonic kids that if you think about them or whatever, so I'm not even going to talk about them too much because if they're real, I don't want them knocking on my door. Okay. That they knock on your door or knock on a window and, ask to come into the house. If you let them in the house, a lot of bad things and bad misfortune could come to you. So, you know, if you see any kids in distress outside, you know, don't let them in. Yeah. So this one is pretty crazy. So check this one out. This one is I read it on Reddit. I saw only one. She was about 8 years old and looked very distressed. It was very late in the evening, around 2 a.m. She was outside my window and silent. I woke up and noticed she was watching me. She wore dark clothes, a dress and a shawl that was in tatters. Her hair was disheveled, and she wore a hood that covered the top of her head. I was very concerned about a child being outside because it was raining hard, and no child deserves to be abandoned. As my awareness of her physical features became more defined, as I shook off that sleepy feeling we have when we first all wake up, I noticed her eyes. Her eyes were dull and very dark. They were as dark as the color black. There wasn't any iris, no other distinction. Her eyes made me feel like I could fall deep within them, as if her eyes were but slits or an abyss that led into the dark emptiness of despair. Whoever wrote this is awesome. This should be a horror writer. Once I realized this was no ordinary girl, I became extremely fearful. I never saw anything like her before, and I did not know of things called black-eyed people. I left her outside. I got out of bed, turned on the overhead light, which I have never done since I was a child, and went back to bed, and still seeing that girl outside my window staring at me. I was very afraid, and I turned over so my back was facing the window and snuggled as close as I could to my husband. This happened about 3 years ago. I am 62 years old and never seen anything like this. I could not go to sleep. I was too afraid. My husband did wake up and ask why the light was on. The light is bright and irritated him. I told him to leave that light on and don't mess with it. He knew not to even consider turning off that light by the tone of the voice I used. I could feel her staring at me for another 15 minutes when I came back to bed. My husband woke up about 30 minutes later. He went back to sleep. She did not return. What I saw was pure evil. No other way to describe her. But she was different than the black-eyed children on the internet stories. She was not dressed in modern clothes, and she did not speak to me. Also, a very odd thing about it is that my house has a 4-foot foundation. For this girl to be looking at me with over 3/4 of her body showing would mean she was either 6 feet tall or suspended in the air. Otherwise, she could barely look over the window if her feet were on the ground. I hope I never see her again. So, the next thing I'd like to talk to you guys about, and I've seen people talk about this a lot on TikTok. Also, guys, I do have a TikTok. You could go to Ghost Joe. And check out my TikToks. I know I don't have too much stuff on there, but hopefully I can get some more stuff and, you know, entertain you guys like that as well. But what I'd like to talk to you guys about right now is one of the most extreme haunted houses in the world, I guess you could say. It's called McCamey Manor. And it's, if you ask many people, though, that have been through this crazy house of horrors, they compare it more to a torture chamber than a fun Halloween attraction. It is actually open all year round, though, too. It has a very long waiting list, apparently. So it was built by former Navy vet Russ McCamey. He originally had his first extreme haunted house in California, but has since moved it to Summerstown, Tennessee. Before people embark on this extreme journey, you must pass a physical exam, then there's a background check, a phone screen, a 40-page waiver, and a drug test. And if all that goes well, you have to watch a nearly two-hour documentary featuring every person who has attempted the haunted attraction in the past 2 years. The whole experience, if completed, can take up to 10 hours. But here's the thing. No one has ever finished. People have said that they have been made to eat raw meat, get their head shaved, have their mouths fish hooked, get waterboarded, have various insects on them, and even have them pull out their own teeth. Mind you, he used to offer $20,000 to anyone that can finish, and each time someone would fail a section or use profanity, $500 would be deducted. They do have a safe word policy, but many who have been through this torture chamber had said that the actors ignore you when you're trying to use it. There have been many petitions to try and shut this attraction down, but none have worked yet. McCamey claims that people are just exaggerating and may think that things are occurring when they really haven't. He said it's an interactive experience that relies on mind games meant to make people believe things that aren't really happening. He said people are not really waterboarded, for example, but he uses hypnosis and other mind control techniques to put that thought into their heads. Participants have to be over 21 or between 18 and 20 with parents' permission. Guests who are pregnant or claustrophobic, I'm out, or have seizures, respiratory or heart issues are urged not to participate. The cost of the admission, though, is only a bag of dog food for McCamey's five dogs. So if anybody has ever been through this, or if you're going to go through this, please email me and let me know your experience and why the hell you'd want to do this, because this sounds pretty insane to me. He's not offering the $20,000 anymore. Now it's just a fun experience of getting tortured. Whether it's in your mind or not, it's, to me, that's still torture. That's pretty insane. But, yeah. So what do you guys think? Are we going to take a road trip to Summerstown, Tennessee and check out McCamey Manor? Let me know. So that's going to be it for me, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the content. And if you have any cool, stories that you'd like to share, or any cool articles that you'd like me to look into or to talk about, please let me know at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. Again, check out my TikTok. And yeah, guys, so have a great night. And don't forget to change your shorts.
Thank you for listening to the Warp Reality Podcast. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out warpedrealitypodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can leave me a voicemail at 845-379-1331 or email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You could do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or warpedrealitypodcast.com. Have an awesome night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.